Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
This is less about a defense of Kevin Stefanski, but I just think when you get to where the Browns are now, 4-19 in their last 23 games, when you get to the fallout of Deshaun, Baker doing what Baker's doing, Joe Flacco having a passably good game in Cincinnati, a better game than he had in the entirety of his four games here in Cleveland, I do think, like, it's not that Kevin is faultless. As a matter of fact, I feel like you and I have both, before we were together and now certainly since we've been on the show together, we've been fighting that perception that Kevin doesn't deserve any blame. I still think the blame was too one-sided, specific to why you lost yesterday, because to me, the thought partners, I still think Kevin Stefanski, on the whole, 5+ years in, has done a better job at his job than Andrew Berry's done at his job.
I agree with that, and I think both of them have probably done a better job than DePodesta's done at his job. If I knew what DePodesta was actually doing, that's kind of the part that surprises me the most, is that DePodesta's not gotten brought into this in the way that I feel like he should.
That's funny, because I was actually listening to somebody, and they were hammering DePodesta.
Good,
and I'm like, I was like, how much of that, whatever he does, impacts Andrew's inability to draft offensive linemen or wide receivers?
We don't know, but in years past, we've seen him sit right next to Andrew Berry in that draft room. You know what I mean? Like, we know the influence is heavy. The sad part is we just don't know exactly what he does. But I just, if you look at the constant and you look at the through line, he is right there with Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski, and being here the entire time that those two have held the position.
So I know one of the popular defenses of Kevin Stefanski, and we even heard it last week, and we kind of both shot it down. I know one of the popular defenses of Stefanski is if you fire him today, he's going to have an NFL job tomorrow. Now, after watching Mike Vrabel have to go through 1 year without a job, I no longer believe that Kevin will just pick up another head coaching job right away. That said, if we talk about if you fired both guys tomorrow, who are you confident will have another job and be good at that job in the future? I think there's a chance Kevin Stefanski goes somewhere and is a better version of what he was here in Cleveland with the right surrounding GM leadership structure. I have no confidence that if you fired Andrew Berry today, like 3 years later, like with John Dorsey, where John Dorsey's like the mastermind of Detroit. And oh, by the way, he's the guy that built Kansas City before that. Mm-hmm. I have no fear of that at all with Andrew Berry.
No, Andrew Berry's twin brother might get a job before Andrew Berry gets a job again.
Actually, that might be where Andrew Berry becomes like the assistant GM somewhere with his brother.
That is awkward, right? You have a twin brother who's also in the NFL. And if you're the twin brother, you're like, you're ruining this for the both of us, man.
No one's
going to hire me now because you're not hireable.
Think about it. All right. You really like Andrew Berry, but you can't defend what he's done.
You hire the twin brother.
You hire the twin brother.
Because it can't be that different.
But no,
twin brother that's been hanging out in Philly now for so many years.
I think Andrew Berry's gotten a big pass this year. Maybe not today, because there have been some criticisms of him today
on the
station.
Yeah, he's gotten some criticism today. Today's been the day.
But I'll be honest with you, it's still not level enough to where it should be. I'll go again. Andrew Berry has been worse at his job than Kevin has been at his job. And I will say, even including this season, roster composition is a part of that. right? Roster building over a three-year stretch is a part of that. He's also the guy that progenated the worst NFL trade in NFL history and sold it to everybody else.
I know, but it seems like he's gotten that mulligan that that Albert Breer kept telling us that these two were going to get. They got the mulligan from the Deshaun Watson deal. And so if we're starting fresh, at what point do we start fresh? If it's as recent as the beginning of last year, Stefanski has been regressing in a bad way from the start of last year, whereas Andrew Berry... Listen, I really do believe in my heart of hearts that this year was a poison pill year and that this year they weren't trying to be competitive. They're building this for 2026. I think Andrew Berry, although while drafting really well, I would bet Jimmy Haslam thinks he's doing a stand-up job in ignoring the offensive line, ignoring the wide receivers for this season because winning wasn't about any part of the plans for this season.
Yeah, but I think that's if that is true, and I can't dispute because I don't know how Jimmy Haslam thinks. If that is true, then Jimmy really doesn't understand how you go from one poison pill year back into winning again. And it starts with this year is about developing the talent that you use to win next year. And that starts with getting guys in place who they might not be ready this year. That's Schlesinger is going to have some rookie moments. Fannin Jr. is going to have some rookie moments, right? But you get the guys ready so that next year when you get the final piece, the quarterback, you are ready to go forward. Like, I think if they said, well, it doesn't matter what you do on offensive line, it doesn't matter what you do at wide receivers because we don't want to add a win here. It's like those things are trying to add wins for next year, not even this year.
But you can't fix everything all at once. And I wonder if they look at it a longer approach than even just the poison pill this year and the next year we're off to the races, whereas maybe next year they go out and spend some money and then you start adding. I mean, they added nothing, Nick. We talk about like what they did this offseason. I mean, they did nothing this offseason to give you a more competitive football team. And I've seen Andrew Berry make moves in the past. I know he's not shy to do so. He had to have seen the gaping holes that this offensive line and wide receiver room had. He had to have seen it the way that we all saw it. He actively chose not to. And I think that's all part of his plan, his big grandiose plan that he might not be able to actually pull off and see through.
So I want to continue to hammer this point from my standpoint, which is it's not even about a one offseason prism. It is about a failure on a roving three-year basis to do the things you need to do. Re-signing Jack Conklin was a disastrous move.
Bad call.
I mean,
listen, I said I'd fire Andrew Berry last year, so I can't sit here and tell you that I'm like defending him or think. I'm trying to think through their brain, Nick, because I'm done thinking through my brain about what they're going to do. They do the exact opposite of everything I think they're going to do at all times anyway. Like, these guys just go rogue consistently off of what makes common sense or what people would naturally do. So I'm trying to get into their thought process, trying to get into their head. And with Andrew Berry, the way he's positioned this is that he's going to be able to see this thing through. And this year he wasn't trying to win games.
I think he's going to. I do. I said this early and I'll say it again. I do think this is set up for Andrew to carry on and Kevin to exit. And I'm here to tell you, you might be firing the wrong guy. And none of this, by the way, gets Kevin off the hook for what he did yesterday with 52 passing attempts on the record on the box score for Dillon Gabriel and 12 rushes for Quinshon Judkins. Kevin is coaching desperate while at the same point coaching with a lack of sense of urgency that I find the two things both true and wildly insane that you can say both things about it. But it's like when, you know, people today have called in and say, fire Stefanski. It's like, one, there's no immediate benefit to doing it now. You're in a 1-5 hole, and I think you need to give him the chance to coach his way out. He probably won't, and that's your answer. But two, I can't in good conscience usher Kevin Stefanski out of town when a guy who I think has, even with the four nice draft picks this year, that I think has just failed so much more succinctly and wholly at his job than Kevin Stefanski has.
I mean, we'll find out. I don't look at it as a either one stays or this has to be only one of them get to stay type positioning. I think right now it feels like Andrew Berry's going to keep his job and Stefanski doesn't, but I'm very open to the idea that we just go Oppenheimer on this. We go nuclear and we just clean house.
I think that's
honestly that my dream scenario is that both of them are gone at the end of the season if this doesn't get turned around, which it doesn't look like it will.
I that's the one spot you need to try and avoid. I think it's so much harder. Now, if you're Jimmy Haslam, you better not do what Tennessee just did, where Tennessee from December of 2022 has chosen between a GM, a head coach, GM, a head coach, a GM, a head coach so many times that you cannot win. Because every time you reset the GM, you reset the roster. Every time you reset the head coach, you reset the culture. And by the way, you're doing a little bit of both by firing either of them. You cannot do that. We cannot go back to, all right, 2 years of Sashi Brown or a year and a half of Sashi Brown and then John Dorsey and then Hugh Jackson, Greg Williams, and Freddie Kitchens. You cannot go back. If you do, honestly, you should be forced to sell the team. I'm not saying they're going to. I'm just saying, like, that's how bad you built something here. You have stabilized this thing. Now it's about getting one of those spots right. I think that's easier from here than just wholesale cleaning house, even though it'd feel good to watch both these guys get fired.
But you can do it the right way. I mean, you can. Kansas City did it the right way, I thought, when they hired John Dorsey and then, 2 weeks later hired Andy Reid. Like, and it wasn't that John Dorsey hired Andy Reid. It was, we hired John Dorsey and now we're hiring Andy Reid and it's all happening at the same time. Like, you can do that. It's very hard to pull off, but you can do that.
216-474-0092. I want to reinforce this. It's too early for the fire Stefanski talk. It doesn't mean there isn't a time and place for it, but 1-5. Okay, you got through the unmanageable part of the schedule. Now you've got to see, can he pull the nose up on this with Miami coming down the pike, with New England coming down the pike, with the Jets coming down the pike?
Let me ask you this. Is there a world that you live in where Jim Schwartz would take over as the interim and then take the actual interim tag off at the end of the season?
No.
I agree, and that's why I think people need to focus on that. When we're talking about keeping Stefanski until the end of the season to give him a chance to maybe rewrite his name in a positive way, it's like the options that you would give for the interim here is never going to be the long-term plan. So you have to think about that. Like, sometimes it's okay to give an interim coach a chance if you think maybe just there's a sliver of an opportunity that actually can be your head coach, especially if you give him a chance this early in the season. That's not going to happen with Jim Schwartz.
Well, and the thing with Jim Schwartz is if he took the interim job, and let's say he went, how many games are left? We got 6 games here, so 11. Let's say he went 5-6. One, you play yourself out of draft positioning, which you say doesn't matter now. It will matter in January if you're not in a position to get a quarterback. And two, if you don't give him the job, he's not coming back as DC. Because he'll feel like he earned something he was not then given. I think one of the most important things, the most important continuity of services on that staff, if Kevin is not the guy, is you have to keep Jim Schwartz.
Which might be hard, because the new head coach might have a completely different opinion of Jim Schwartz and might not want that. That's the roll of the dice you have to take.
Unless that new head coach is John Harbaugh, we're going to have to reinforce the idea that the head coach has no power here, because you're taking the job with Jim Schwartz. Because here's the thing. When you build with a wide nine, it's not just as simple as you built for a four-man front. You built this around what makes a wide nine happen. If you blow that defense up, one, Isaiah McGuire might not fit the next defense as well. Same with Mason Graham, same with Malik Collins, so on and so forth. And so you're rebuilding the best part of your team. That's not smart. And two, that's going to elongate a rebuild, which the longer you rebuild, the more hell this really is, and you don't need to do it.
I know, but people like their own staffs. That's typically how that works.
Not Kevin Stefanski.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
We are asking whether it's too early for the fire Stefanski talk. When is that like an actual conversation you're willing to have?
Well, I mean, obviously it's a conversation now, but it comes with the caveat of like, well, you're not going to do it right now.
Yeah.
So are we talking about like what week potentially it would be? If you go to 14 or 15, you might as well go the whole distance, right?
Yeah. I don't think there's any scenario where I think he deserves to get fired in season unless his agent comes to you and says, we think we can get another head coaching job with like 2 weeks to go. Would you let him out early out of, fairness or loyalty? And then I would do that and I'd make, I'd make somebody who has no chance of being the head coach the head coach.
So in a little bit of a twist, because we're talking about how Andrew Berry could potentially come back next year, is there any way that Stefanski does, in fact, have his job secured for next season and we finish out this year the way that it's going and he does, in fact, keep his job and it's just one of those scenarios where it's just obvious they all got mulligans and Haslam is seeing that through?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose.
But some of the beat reporters were still putting that rhetoric out there as recently as last week, and I'll be curious to see if they change their tune on that this week, but I don't think they will.
If you go 5-6 in your last 11 games, you'd still only, quote-unquote, be a 5-win team. That would probably... I could see Jimmy selling that as we had a brutal start to the season, and then we finished basically playing 500 ball. All we need is a quarterback. I don't think that's happening, but yes. I absolutely think that could happen.
I mean, I tend to think Haslam kind of goes where the fans end up going, ultimately, yeah. And just the way the fans have turned on Stefanski in the past 2 weeks, we'll get there with Stefanski, but it would be interesting if entering next year, we still have the same two in charge, and it just seems like they get to just hang on forever.
All right, can I flip that on its ear?
Yeah,
is there a scenario where Kevin Stefanski survives and Andrew Berry doesn't?
That I can't really find. That would be the biggest shock out of all of this. And all the scenarios we can talk about, that one playing out would surprise me the most.
It would. I think 4-7, right? If you get, depending on what your four wins are and when they come. And I think it's built on the quarterback. If Dylan Gabriel comes alive at any point under Kevin Stefanski's tutelage and the offense has an uptick, and maybe there's just the defense has one too many injuries, so there's kind of a meet in the middle thing there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think if the offense suddenly starts to look like an NFL offense, like I think Andrew has been worse at his job than Kevin is at his. So even with the most recent rookie class, I still think firing Berry and like basically going to Kevin and saying, who's your John Lynch, makes a hell of a lot more sense to me than the opposite. And again, I'm the guy that would have fired Stefanski last year.
Yeah.
I just think like...
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills right now. I just didn't realize you didn't like Andrew Berry as much as you don't.
I mean, I just think he's getting off scot-free. I think he's getting a free pass. And it's like, look...
Yo, Peterlin pass like, for Andrew Berry on a Monday?
It is a Peterlin
pass. The Peterlin pass.
Maybe it's not a Peterlin pass, but it's definitely, I don't think he's getting enough criticism. And I refuse to believe that a mulligan should be issued for Deshaun Watson and Baker Mayfield.
Oh, you can refuse to believe it, but it's what Albert Breer says is happening. It's what they've put that decree out there. And then since that point, it does feel like Andrew Berry has been better at his job than Kevin Stefanski has. And if I was Andrew Berry's people, that's what I would be selling. The idea that in the past year and a half, I look better at my job and I'm on the uptick instead of Stefanski, who is more on the downtick.
What's the last year and a half? Oh, is it just, okay, it's Kevin just has looked that bad?
He's looked that bad, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
216-474-0092. Is it too early for the Fire Stefanski talk? Thomas in Brunswick, welcome to the show.
Thank you, my friends. I don't want him fired. He just shouldn't be calling offensive plays. Give it to Tommy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's why they're losing right now, Thomas.
No, that's not why they're losing, but he's not coaching well. And I like him, actually. So I just need him to coach better, and I think if he didn't call plays, he would coach better.
Tommy, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Told you earlier in the show. That's like we did this like 2 years ago with Stefanski. Like that call, that call that Tommy just gave was the resounding idea behind Stefanski, is that if he's not doing the play calling, he can do more. And I just don't buy that necessarily, not with this version of Stefanski. I think an earlier version it worked, not this one.
Yeah, I mean, I actually liked when Kevin didn't have the play calling last year. I did see a what I thought was noted improvement in like attention to detail when in like game decisions. At the same point, like he clearly feels comfortable. I just don't think it's why, outside of the run pass distribution yesterday, which I don't think that's about play calling. I think that's about Kevin's philosophy. Well, I think Kevin is the symptom. It is symptomatic of a problem in the NFL of all these young coaches, are the all the offensive coaches who the second you get down by 3 points, they go, I need points, and panic and pass the ball over the yard.
And there also was there's a belief there in Dylan Gabriel that I think Stefanski had to try to figure out. And I saw this number that just came out in the last hour or so. The Browns have been stacked 8-man boxes against them 36% of the time so far. And that's second highest in the NFL. Like, and it happened obviously a lot in that game against Pittsburgh, and they were daring Dylan Gabriel to prove them wrong. And I think Stefanski got excited at that dare. It didn't work out, but I think he got excited about that dare.
216-474-0092. Peter in Brunswick, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for letting me call in, guys. Just like everybody else, super frustrated, obviously, with the season. But, I mean, I think you got to let Kevin go at least towards the end of the year. I'm not sure about Barry. He may have kind of saved his job with, like, this past draft class. But it's just, it's not even just the play calling. It's just the lack of discipline all around. I don't know. He doesn't seem like he's a motivator of men. Seems like he's lost the locker room. I mean, honestly, where are we going to say, I mean, I know Baker, we kind of got rid of him for Watson, and that may have been Haslam. Who knows? But even with Baker, Baker wasn't performing well with Kevin. Who's to say that Deshaun, you know, say he goes to New Orleans or Atlanta. You think, what if he, you know, I know it's all what ifs, but I don't know if Kevin's molding quarterbacks. I think he's bad at calling plays. I just think the team's undisciplined, penalties. It's just a whole plethora of things. We can't score over 20 points. I mean, you got to get rid of him. I think the ship's kind of sailed. There were 4-22 in our last 26 games. Like, you just got to cut it off at some point.
Peter, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much. So my defense of Stefanski really just comes down to, let's make sure that we're also addressing Andrew Berry, because I don't know how, if you just get rid of one half of this. And again, the catch-22 is, I also don't believe in wholesale firing both guys. I just really struggle that Andrew Berry's the right guy to lead this organization going forward.
I'm ready for something new. And I'm ready for Bert and Ernie to be both gone.
Who's Bert and who's Ernie?
We still haven't decided. Okay. I've not made up my mind between the two of them. But I'm ready for a change. I'm ready for us to be talking about a new GM, a new head coach. I'm ready for all of that. I don't think I'm going to get my wish, by the way. I don't. I think Andrew Berry will keep his job. I'm not entirely sure if Stefanski will, but I'm ready. I've seen it. We've done this. They haven't shown me they know what they're doing, and they haven't shown me they're going in the right direction.
I think the problem with Kevin, I disagree that he's a bad play caller. Like most play callers, if you give him talent, he's gonna look really smart. I don't think he's had talent the last 2 years. All this being said, the one thing I agree with Peter 100% is he's just not a leader of men. But I guess this compounds the problem of, are they comfortable with that? Like, is our Barry and Stefanski, again, I remember hearing that Haslam and Greg Williams weren't the best of friends, right? Like, are they ready for a more authoritarian type head coach, or somebody who is a little bit more of a leader of men? Because that innately is a threat to people like Andrew Berry.
And that's scary to someone like Jimmy Haslam, because right now it does feel like Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski will do their bidding. Like, they're good soldiers. When it comes down to everything that Haslam wants to have play out, they've been good soldiers. And if you're going to hire anyone of substance, it's really hard to get him to play those games that Haslam wants him to play. It's a real problem the Browns have to try to maneuver through.
Well, and here's the thing. Even if Jimmy Haslam is ready for that, is Andrew Berry? I think Andrew Berry likes the fact that Kevin Stefanski, I don't want to call him a pushover because that's really not fair, but that Kevin is more amiable than most head coaches would be as well.
I mean, I group them both in together, though. Like, top down, they will do what Haslam wants. We've seen it time and time again. And so I think that's very comfortable. I think that's why they've gotten 6 years, whereas people like Hugh Jackson, people like Greg Williams, people like Freddie Kitchen, the guys we've talked about, hadn't had that same really length to try to prove themselves, because they didn't do their bidding and they didn't just say, yes, you know everything, Jimmy, we're going to do what you say.
Those guys were also booty cheeks, in fairness.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.